Well, good evening. Sydney's recorded another COVID death, with a man in his 70s succumbing to the highly infectious Delta strain of the virus. The growing outbreak has prompted more public health orders, with essential workers from the Fairfield hotspot in New South Wales now required to get a test every 3 days. And it's led to yet another shift in the official advice regarding the AstraZeneca vaccine, starting tonight with David Lipson's report.
Every day in Sydney, there's a new reminder. The danger of COVID is present and very real.
Sadly, a man in his 70s from Sydney's eastern suburbs died yesterday, and he was a confirmed case of COVID-19. And I extend my sympathies to that gentleman's family.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says there are now 65 COVID patients in hospital. 21 of them are receiving intensive care treatment. For those who can get a vaccine, her message is clear.
I would again reiterate my sense of urgency. Anyone over 60, there should be no reason why you do not pick up the phone and get an appointment for your dose.
For those under 60, the official advice regarding AstraZeneca has changed yet again in light of this outbreak. The expert panel known as ATAGI now says people under 60 living in coronavirus hotspots should reassess the benefits to them and their contacts from being vaccinated with AstraZeneca versus the rare risk of a serious side effect. As for a second dose of AstraZeneca, ATAGI now advises it be given between 4 and 8 weeks after the first in outbreak situations. In non-outbreak settings, the preferred interval remains at 12 weeks. Sydney's daily caseload has gone down. 89 cases were recorded in 24 hours, 21 of them were infectious in the community, compared with 34 the previous day. But the Premier isn't getting excited.
One day is not a trend. The numbers will keep bouncing around. We have to say that. But I do want everyone to know that our efforts will make a difference.
Regional New South Wales is now on alert too. A construction worker from southern Sydney travelled to a site next to Goulburn Hospital. Dr. Chant says he had COVID-19.
People are permitted to go to the regions where it is essential for essential work, but if you are doing that, all you can do is do that essential work and go home. You can't go to pubs, clubs, hospitality, anything else.
And so the Premier's bringing in new testing requirements.
We will ask people who are working or moving between Greater Metropolitan Sydney and into the regions to get a weekly COVID test, even if they don't have symptoms.
And for those in Fairfield, where the outbreak is most serious, she's enacted another health order,
which will ask anybody who leaves the Fairfield local government area for work is tested every 3 days to demonstrate they're negative.
Lining up for a test every 3 days will be onerous for some workers.
You've got to give them a bit of credit, you know, they're not really getting paid to do it.
Raymond Isaac employs 17 plumbers under the banner H2 Flow and already gets them tested twice a week.
Every Monday, every Friday, and I get the guys to send me through all their results.
That requires travel to the closest testing clinic and sometimes a wait of half an hour or more.
But I remember during the beginning, like, the guys were like, man, I've been waiting in here for ages.
But it's worth it, he says, for peace of mind.
Always moving around from job to job just to ensure we don't want to put ourselves in that position where, you know, we've made other people sick.
We've got traffic delays leaving from Strathfield. Centenary Drive's quite slow.
Despite the lockdown, there's still traffic on the roads as tradies and retail workers continue to show up. The Premier's being asked if the definition of essential work is too loose.
It is so, so difficult to have a precise rule for every single thing. That's why we rely on common sense. We rely on people to respect the intent of the health orders as well as the letter of the health orders.
Professor Sharon Lewin is director of Melbourne's Doherty Institute and believes there's too many so-called essential businesses operating in Sydney. Do you think the government could be clearer in defining an essential business?
Of course, yeah, and really limiting it. We had similar discussions and obviously quite tense discussions around this in Victoria at the time, but there were very few businesses operational in Victoria.
And drawing on Melbourne's experience of lockdown last year, she's recommending simplification of other rules too.
We had a very simple mask rule, which was wearing a mask whenever you leave the home. And that some people may think that's not so sensible, because what are the risks when you're outside? But the simplicity of it meant that you always had a mask and you were always wearing it.
When's the earliest that the restrictions could start to ease, do you think?
It's going to be at least, I would think, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. That's the sort of time frame I'd think we'd be looking at in Sydney at the moment before restrictions could significantly lift.
That's assuming everything goes right.
It's assuming everything goes right.
Professor Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute speaking with David Lipson. And you can hear more from Professor Lewin on Cracking COVID on ABC TV at 8:30 tonight.